dance called a mudino that made its way from the beaches and village squares of northeastern Brazil into the salons and into the fourth of the Baquianas Brasileiras by Villa-Lobos, playing the finale there, the Brazilian-born British pianist Cristina Ortiz. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
And Happy New Year from all of us here at Late Junction. We're actually at the BBC's Maid of Ale studios to celebrate the new year with my guest tonight. And it's also his birthday this week. Multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, not to mention bass player of Led Zeppelin, John Paul Jones. John, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I know you've brought some CDs along with you and pretty much a studio full of instruments and equipment. So we're going to get you to play something for us as well later on. What's the strangest New Year you've ever spent?
The strangest New Year? In the Zeppelin days, we used to charter a boat in the Caribbean immediately after the tour. And I think possibly strangest New Years were just sitting on a boat off an island in the Caribbean. That's not that strange. I mean, as a musician, when I was young, we were always working on New Years. You know, it's a triple scale. That's the oft-heard cry amongst musicians is, are you free New Year's Eve?
Let's dig into your CDs first of all. You've brought along some tracks I think that you're on or that you've produced, but certainly it's a bundle of interesting musicians. Who's first?
First is Skip Shirey, who's a New York based musician, very versatile, very strange. I actually met him at we did a performance of John Cage Music Circus at in the public areas of English National Opera. And he was downstairs with a variety of bells, whistles, electronics, and things that made the most strange noises and awful noises to behold as well. He's a mad character, and we kind of hooked up. I seem to be drawn to mad characters. And I actually just saw him recently in New York. There was a premiere for the new Zeppelin DVD, and I invited him to that. All the people I invited all tended to look strange and be interesting.
And so what's the name of the track? What are we going to hear?
A Young Man Walks in Brooklyn. Thank you.
Skip Shari, a young man walks in Brooklyn, the choice of my guest tonight, John Paul Jones. John, I completely understand why the two of you got together. He's got a real passion for zany instruments and just enjoying himself.
He does, yeah. It's a very jolly track. I don't know what he was thinking about when he was walking in Brooklyn, but it's certainly got a lot of life and passion to it.
Yes. Yeah. Talking about being at ENO, you're actually writing an opera yourself at the moment.
I am.
How's that going?
I'm about halfway through the first act at the moment.
Okay, and who's it for and what's it based on?
Well, it's commissioned actually by the director, Gerald Thomas. He got in touch with me just recently and said, would you like to write an opera? And I went, no. and then he just, I don't know, I got to listening to a lot. And then he talked me into it basically, and now I'm very excited about it. The hardest thing with any opera, as any composer will tell you, is choosing the subject. And we went through all sorts of different ideas, and I settled on one subject and then went off it, and eventually I found the Ghost Sonata by August Strindberg. It's very dark and it's very complex, and it's a great story and it's great atmosphere. It's not a laugh a minute, but I'm really hooked on it, and Strindberg's a marvellous writer. Mm.
You've brought a lot of instruments with you, I'm very glad to say, and got plenty of room here at the BBC's Maida Vale studios.
Right.
I Spy a Mandolin over there. Should we get you to play something on that?
We could. It's wired up at the moment to the Kima system, which is my electronics system of choice. It's all improvised, so I can't really tell you what it's going to be, as I haven't got a clue what I'm going to do. Thank you.
John Paul Jones playing mandolin, well, loop mandolin, here at the BBC's Maida Vale Studios for our Late Junction New Year special. Actually, mandolin features in the next piece that I'm going to play tonight. It's a piece by George Crumb called Frozen Time. It's a piece in which he really makes use of space. There are six percussionists processing around the back of a cathedral, and as they go off, there are wind players at the back playing antique cymbals, and they go off when a solo mandolin takes centre stage. This is George Crumb's Frozen Time. Frozen Time from George Crumb's From Echoes of Time and the River. I'm with John Paul Jones tonight to mark the new year, get us off to a good musical start for 2013. John, your next choice, people I know as well.
We're going to hear Sidsel Endresen and Stian Westerhus drawing an arc. As you probably know, I've been in Norway the last year or so, on and off.
Yes.
And I think I met and first heard Sidsel sing in Punkt in Kristiansand. The year before last, I think, at the time when I first met Super Silent and the rest of Norway's musicians who all seemed to congregate at these things, and the whole world opened. But Sidsel is just marvellous. I just love the way she approaches the voice. And she was a pop star at one point, wasn't she?
She was a big, big pop star. Yeah, really well-known for that. Yes.
And then upset everybody, presumably, by doing this sort of stuff. I know the feeling. Stian is a guitarist, again, after my own heart, with lots of pedals and lots of effects and guitar not as you know it. Actually, I saw him play at the Cheltenham Festival first. He was in this sort of little sort of church-type place, and there was a few die-hard fans sort of wandered across the town to find this little building, and there was this madman and a bunch of amps and a bunch of electronics, and he was just absolutely stunning and mesmerising. Ghosts of host and fetters stain my soul, oh. A stiff of host or false to stain my nose. You're a woe, Lucifer, moan, a fair best deed, a stiff elf of a stone mold. And a steep, foul, is to fend my heart. What's the fault this deed? And a heart all and a fair bit is a far foul and a myth for low. And his fifth is down for the stone fall, as phone fall, as fall, as a feminine falls down for us, a feminine.
Thank you.
The truly extraordinary duo of Sissel Andresen and Stian Vesterhuis, and that was Drawing an Arc from their album Didymoi Dreams, taken from live recordings made at the Bergen Nattjazz Festival 2 years ago now. John, I was just we were just chatting about that, and they played together at the Kongsberg Jazz Festival last year, and if you thought that was great, then Kongsberg took it to another level again. So I hope that that comes out before too long. Two really fantastic musicians. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Also on the theme of time, this next piece, Holger Czukay in the first year in Cannes became very excited about creating a sort of situation that was actually impossible. Different parts, different historical musics, different cultures, without the participants even knowing that they were going to be put together. So this piece includes medieval loops from Pierre de la Rue. Holger Tukai's Boat Woman song. John Paul Jones, we're going to hear another of your tracks from the CDs you've brought along tonight. Yes. The singer Fatoumata Diawara. I know a lot of people have been talking about her over the last 18 months or so. She seems to have really, you know, struck a chord with so many people. Yet there are a lot of fantastic African singers around. Mm. What is it about her?
She's an immensely colourful character as well. I think she's an actress too and appears in Malian soaps. And again, she's got that great sort of vocal quality. I got invited to get involved with Africa Express, which is something that Damon Albarn is instrumental in setting up. And I first went to La Coruña a couple of years ago and played there with them. I mean, it's a marvellous setup. Basically, you just go, and they have a day or two of rehearsal. They take over a building, and there are different bands in different rooms. And basically, you pick up your instrument and just wander from room to room and see where you fancy fitting in. And there's African musicians, Colombian rappers, and all sorts of things going on. This is a record, actually, I'm playing bass on in the background. And again, this beautiful vocal quality she has. It's a song called Sonkalon.
And suddenly it's summer again. Fatoumata Diawara and Sonkalon. Great choice, John. You've brought a lot of instruments, as we were saying before, with you today. I'm very glad about that. You said it's your collection of small instruments.
Yes.
I bet it's some of your collection of small instruments.
Yes, that's true.
Now, I absolutely love the next instrument you're going to play. It's very travelable. Tell me what it is.
Well, I've been playing lap steel guitar for many years now. I have one on the road with Zeppelin, in fact. But I kind of invented this thing called a bass lap steel, which just had extra low strings on, but it makes it much longer. And I wanted to carry it around, so I got my trusty maker. I said, can you make one that folds in half?
And
he just looked at me very strangely and wandered away shaking his head. But then he came back a couple of days later and said, I've figured it out. We can do it with this piano hinges and this. And so he made me the collapsed steel.
Yes.
And it all fits into a little bag. And you can just pull it up and just wind it up. There's got a big screw at the end and you wind it up and it unfolds. And it comes out pretty much in tune. And it's got a little speaker inside it and then a little tuner. But it's actually, you can plug it into, you know, a big amp and it sounds pretty scary. In this instance, it's again going through my electronics through the Kima system. So again, it doesn't really sound, well, like a lap steel so much.
It's a fantastic instrument and I want one. But I better let you play it first.
Okay, I'll mosey over there. Thank you.
John Paul Jones playing this wonderful instrument, the collapse steel, the bass lap steel, collapse steel. Just folds in half, packs into a bag, and off you go. Can travel anywhere with it. Brilliant. I love it. Now, here's Aphex Twin sounding sort of seasonal. Aphex Twin and a piece called Nanu. Very much enjoying having John Paul Jones here on Late Junction as my New Year's guest tonight. John, I had to ask you, because you've mentioned it a few times, the Kima system. Now, I know this is something that you've been very much enjoying playing with Helga Steen recently with Minibus Pimps. And Helga you met through getting to know Super Silence. So there's a lot of connections going on there. But first, have you got a three easy sentence guide to Kima and the system for those of us who need to know?
Yes. It's basically for sound design. And they also use it in post-pro in Hollywood, like all the Wall-E voices were all done on Kima. And a lot of monster noises and spaceship noises and all that sort of stuff. But it's actually, there's a hardware and a software element. The software is on any computer, it doesn't have to be powerful. And there's an iconic control surface, and you can wire things up and build pictures and that. And that tells the hardware basically to crunch numbers. And so you can process instruments, or you can have it generate sound itself like a synthesizer. So you can play it like a synthesizer, you can put keyboards with it. It's just a sort of all-purpose, but very, very powerful sound design equipment. And why I like it is because it is that powerful that I can do all this sound design in real time. Mm. So if I'm improvising, I can then have a bunch of different programs set up and then improvise within the programs and control them with iPad or keyboards or whatever, but all in real time, which is it's a joy for the improviser, I have to say.
Should we have another piece of music? Right. What have you brought next?
Okay, it's a piece by Kath Matthews. It's called Tour Landing. It's off there's a double CD called CD Ebb and CD Flow. I met Kath when she was one of the musicians on one of the Merce Cunningham events. I got involved by Steve Montague, who had worked with Cage. There's a series of six concerts, and different combinations of musicians do two concerts each. I think Scanner did some, and I played one of the concerts was with Kath. She's one of my very favourite electronic composers. I really love her work, and in fact, I take pretty much all of her CDs around with me, and good for just chilling out or not, depending on the piece.
The snow makes teardrops on my window. The wind blows memories through my heart, and I am all alone on New Year's Eve. The time little horns at midnight, they will all be singing auld lang syne, but the sad ones sit alone before the fire and sip a glass of lonely wine. Wish you a happy new year, darling. May your new love be bright and fair. I hope she'll do those special things for you that I would do if I were there. I love the days we spend together before the old year long.
Happy New Year, she sang through gritted teeth. That was Judy Garland. Following on from one of John Paul Jones's choices, Calf Matthews and To a Landing. We both look into each other and thinking, yeah, is this a bit gloomy? But no, we're going to hear from Diamanda Galas next. So maybe this is fine. But you worked with Diamanda and you've made an album with
her. Yes.
How did that come about?
Somebody put us together. Somebody said, you two should do something. And she came over to England to do something else, I think, and we met and kind of got on all right. And so I said, OK, well, I'll do some tracks and I'll send them to you. And she really liked them, wrote some lyrics, and then turned up at my house in Somerset, where I was living, and stayed for a month. And we recorded it there. The record was great fun. And then we took it out on the road. I mean, I hadn't actually done anything solo since, because it was, 93. So I hadn't actually played live before that. It more or less got me back on the road again and got me playing again. And this is one of the tracks off the album. It's called Last Man Down. And I think it's the Collapsed Steel, now I come to think of it. I was just sitting around playing and she started singing. I said, let's do a track. So I think it's just Steel and Voice, this particular one.
Oh.
You're so often just emotionally drained listening to Diamanda Galas. Extraordinary there. Last Man Down, Diamanda Galas and John Paul Jones. I'm going to play you a piece now, John. This is it's a band called Rakka, who come from Finland. And I was introducing some bands on the free stage at the London Jazz Festival at the Barbican. So it was a lot of Finnish musicians. But these ones really made quite an impact on me. Mm-hmm. This piece they describe as lots of African rhythms meeting Finnish old-time dance hall. it's a piece called Laululintu, which means song of the birds. And so these guys come on with, the beards arrive and then they arrive. The Hammond organ player was dressed in a grey suit that looked as if it was made out of the remnants of a 1950s sofa. And I mean that in a very good way, of course. There was just something truly captivating and warm. So this is Rakka and Laululintu.
Thank you.
lovely Finnish band called Rakka, who I met at the Barbican last November for the very first time. A great piece called Laululintu, the Song of the Birds, they call it. John Paul Jones, we're going to donate the services of the Maid of Ale piano to you in a minute. Yes. Was the piano the first instrument you ever played?
Yes, it was. My father was a pianist and trumpet player and comedian, actually. My mother was a singer and a dancer, and they had a variety act, and I used to tour with them. But he was a fantastic pianist, and so I kind of played piano. I didn't really have... I had a couple of lessons, but I wasn't very good at it. But he was so good at piano, I took up the organ, because I couldn't... I just couldn't
You didn't
compete.
Want the competition.
I couldn't do it. And then I took up the bass guitar when I heard the bass. And when I first went to him and said, you know, Dad, I want this bass guitar. I'll take out the bass guitar, but I need you to guarantee for me for the higher purchase, because I couldn't afford it. And he went, son, he said, take up the saxophone. He said, you'll always work. He said, the bass guitar is a novelty instrument. 2 years' time, you will never have heard of one. And I went, no, I don't want to play the saxophone, I want to play the bass. And so, okay. So then he heard me playing it, practicing it, and he went, oh, okay, you're not too bad, come with me. and so I went out with him as a trio. He could play, he could sight read Rachmaninoff. And
are you going to play Rachmaninoff for us on this piano?
No, not a chance, not a chance. It's a very nice piano, though. Probably hired at great expense from the BBC, I'm sure.
It's all yours for the next
few
minutes.
I have no idea what I'm going to play, actually. Hopefully I shall think of something between this little desk and the instrument. Thank you.
And on piano, Mr. John Paul Jones, as they might say in Variety. John, thanks so much. You've got a couple more CDs left to play us.
Right.
Uncle Earl and then some Sacred Harp music. So tell me about these choices.
Well, Uncle Earl is an all-girl string band and I produced the record. It's old-time music, basically. It's just great music to play, and you can play it, you know, at any level. You just sit closer to the middle, the better you get, you know. This particular track, actually, I think I'm playing piano on it. It's a real old-time track, except that Abby is calling. She's doing the calling in Mandarin, as well as playing the great banjo.
Yes.
That track is called Streak of Fat, Streak of Lean, followed by Sacred Harp. Actually, the Henniger Union Sacred Harp Convention. I came across Sacred Harp, which is also known as shape note singing. It's community singing. It's sort of religious, but it's not in church. It's done in usually wooden community buildings, and it's four-part singing. And basically, everybody comes along, and the parts face each other in a square. And in the centre is the person that chooses the song they're going to sing out of a book. That person then conducts from the centre. And it's quite the hairs on the back of the neck. I mean, it's just amazing stuff.
So we'll hear that in a moment, but first, Uncle Earl and Streak of Fat, Streak of Lean. Thank you. the sound of the Henniger Union Sacred Harp Convention, and just before that, Uncle Earl with John Paul Jones on all-time piano there. John, it's been really great having you here as our New Year's guest. Thanks for all your musical choices. And I hope 2013's a really great and interesting year for you. I know that one of the last things that you did towards the end of 2012 was to go to the United States, and you received an award from President Obama.
We did, yes. It was the Kennedy Center Awards, which I believe is one of the highest awards that they give. There was a bunch of us, actually. It was Led Zeppelin, Dustin Hoffman, David Letterman, Natalia Makarova. It was just incredible. Got to hang out with the Prez for a little bit. I must say that if he met everybody in America personally, they would all be Democrat, a whole lot of them. They are absolute sweethearts. They were nice, they were warm and friendly, and Michelle was fantastic, and they really did us proud.
And does he genuinely love music?
Yes. You can tell. Yeah, he's pretty easy, and he's groovy.
And thanks for bringing all your instruments, well, some of your instruments with you. It's been really great to hear some of the sounds and your enthusiasm for what you do. And you can see some of the pictures of John Paul Jones's instruments on the Radio 3 website. You're going to play us out, I think, tonight. So shall we send you over to what's left?
Well, a company in America got in touch and said, we want to build you a ukulele. And I think, that's really nice. And I saw their website. And he said, but I've actually got a few ukuleles. I don't want an instrument that I don't play. So he said, well, have a look on the website and see what else there is. And I found a lap steel ukulele.
Now you're talking.
With a resonator in. And it is beautiful. They built me this thing. And I usually play it with guitarists. And so I thought it was a little bit lonesome and tiny. I got a couple of boxes to go with it, rhythm. I got a rhythm box and what's called a Sruti box, which is a drone. It makes a tambura sound, which is an Indian drone instrument, and it's what sitarists and singers and use for practice, basically. And it just gives a little bit of underneath to it, a little bit of a bed to lie on. I apologise to any Indian listeners right now, and probably anybody else.
John Paul Jones, thank you very much. I'll be back with Late Junction, the slightly later than usual time tomorrow night of 11:15. But we'll play you out with John Paul Jones on the slide uke.
OK.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. You're listening to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Another visit now to the 2011 proms in the Royal Albert Hall. This prom, in fact, given by one of the visiting orchestras, Charles Dutoit, conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. And for the occasion, they brought with them a famous piece written for them in 1940, Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. Before it, Janine Janssen joins them for the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. She'll also be treating us to some solo Bach. So this isn't an all-Russian concert, and the Philadelphians set off with Sibelius, his Finlandia. Finnish nationalism forged a little over a century ago while the country was under the mighty Russian thumb.